ಗೋವಿಂದ ದೇಶಿಕಂ ಉಪಾಸ್ಯ ಚಿರಾಯ ಭಕ್ತ್ಯಾಂ ತಸ್ಮಿನ್ ಸ್ಥಿತೇ ನಿಜಮಾಹಿಂ ವಿದೇಹ ಮುಕ್ತ್ಯಾಂ ಅದ್ವೈತ್ಯ ಭಾಷ್ಯಂ ಉಪಕಲ್ಪ ದಿಶೋ ವಿಜೀತ್ಯಾಂ ಕಾಂಚೀಪುರೇ ಸ್ಥಿತಂ ಅವಾಪತಾ ಶಂಕರಾಯ ಧೃತಿಸ್ಮೃತಿ ಪುರಾಣಾನಾಂ ಆಲಯಂ ಕರುಣಾಲಯಂ ನಮಾಮಿ ಭಗವತ್ಪಾದ ಶಂಕರಂ ಲೋಕಶಂಕರಂ ಅಪಾರ ಕರುಣಾ ಸಿಂಧುಂ ಜ್ಞಾನತಂ ಶಾಂತರೂಪಿಣಂ ಶ್ರೀಚಂದ್ರಶೇಖರ ಗುರುಂ ಪ್ರಣಮಾಮಿ ಮುದಾಮ್ಯಹಂ ಸದಾಶಿವ ಸಮಾರಂಭಾಂ ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಮಧ್ಯಮಾಂ ಅಸ್ಮದಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಪರ್ಯಂತಾಂ ವಂದೇ ಗುರು ಪರಂಪರಾ ವಿತ್ ಬೆನಿಡಿಕ್ಷನ್ ಟು ಆದಿ ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಅಂಡ್ ಟು ಹಿಸ್ ಲಿನಿಯೇಜ್ ಅಪ್ ಟು ದ 69th ಗುರು ದ ವೆನರೇಟೆಡ್ ಕಾಮಕೋಟಿ ಪೀಠಂ ಪೂಜ್ಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಜಯೇಂದ್ರ ಸರಸ್ವತಿ ಸ್ವಾಮಿಗಳು ಅಂಡ್ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೇಶವಾನಂದ ಭಾರತಿ ಸ್ವಾಮಿಗಳು ಆಫ್ ಎಡ್ನೇರ್ ಮಠ್ ಐ ಆಫರ್ ಮೈ ಪ್ರೇಯರ್ಸ್ ಟು ದಮ್ ಆಸ್ ಐ ಕಮೆಂಟ್ ಮೈ ಅಡ್ರೆಸ್ ಟುಡೇ ಇಟ್ ಗಿವ್ಸ್ ಮಿ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ಪ್ಲೆಷರ್ ಟು ವೆಲ್ಕಮ್ ಯು ಆಲ್ ಟು ದಿಸ್ ಪ್ಲೆಸೆಂಟ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಸಾಲಂ ಫಂಕ್ಷನ್ ಆರ್ಗನೈಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ಈವನಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಕಮೆಮೊರೇಟ್ ದಿ ಇನಾಗುರೇಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಶ್ರೀ ಕಾಂಚಿ ಮಹಾಸ್ವಾಮಿ ವಿದ್ಯಾಮಂದಿರ್ ಅಟ್ ದಿಸ್ ಹೋಲಿ ಪ್ರೆಸೆನ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ರಾಜಕಿಲ್ಪಾಕಂ ತಾಂಬರಂ ಈಸ್ಟ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಇನ್ ಡೀಡ್ ಅ ರೆಡ್ ಲೆಟರ್ ಡೇ ಇನ್ ದ ಹಿಸ್ಟ್ರಿ ಆಫ್ ದಿಸ್ ಇನ್ಸ್ಟಿಟ್ಯೂಷನ್ ಶ್ರೀ ಕಾಂಚಿ ಮಹಾಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಪೀಠಾರೋಹಣ ಶತಾಬ್ದಿ ಮಹೋತ್ಸವ ಟ್ರಸ್ಟ್ ವಾಸ್ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಇಯರ್ 2005 ವಿತ್ ದ ಬ್ಲೆಸ್ಸಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದ ಸಪೋರ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ತೇಜಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಕಾಂಚಿ ಅಂಡ್ ರಿಜಿಸ್ಟರ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ಮುಂಬೈ ವಿತ್ ದ ಸೋಲ್ ಮ್ಯಾಂಡೇಟ್ ಟು ಸೆಲೆಬ್ರೇಟ್ ದ ಸೆಂಟಿನರಿ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಅಸೆನ್ಷನ್ ಟು ದ ಪಾಂಟಿಫಿಕೇಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ವೆನರೇಟೆಡ್ ಕಾಮಕೋಟಿ ಪೀಠಂ ಬೈ ಪೂಜ್ಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಚಂದ್ರಶೇಖರೇಂದ್ರ ಸರಸ್ವತಿ ಸ್ವಾಮಿಗಳು ದ 68th ಆಚಾರ್ಯ ಆಫ್ ದ ಪೀಠಂ ಇನ್ ದ ಇಯರ್ 1907 ಅಟ್ ದ ಟೆಂಡರ್ ಏಜ್ ಆಫ್ 13 ದ ಸ್ವಾಮೀಜಿ ಹಾಸ್ ಗಿವನ್ ದ ಸನ್ಯಾಸ ಸ್ವೀಕಾರ ಅಂಡ್ ಹಿ ಬಿಕೇಮ್ ದ 68th ಆಚಾರ್ಯ ಆಫ್ ದ ಕಾಮಕೋಟಿ ಪೀಠಂ ಫಾರ್ 87 ಲಾಂಗ್ ಇಯರ್ಸ್ ಹಿ ಹೆಲ್ಡ್ ಆನ್ ಟು ದ ರೀನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಪೀಠಂ ಅಂಡ್ ಬ್ರಾಟ್ ಗ್ಲೋರಿ ಇನ್ ಲಸ್ಟರ್ ಟು ದ ಪೀಠಂ ಅಂಡ್ ಒನ್ಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ಮ್ಯಾಂಡೇಟ್ ಟು ಸೆಲೆಬ್ರೇಟ್ ಬೋತ್ ನ್ಯಾಷನಲಿ ಅಂಡ್ ಇಂಟರ್ನ್ಯಾಷನಲಿ ದ ಸೆಂಚುರಿ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಅಸೆನ್ಷನ್ ಟು ದ ಪಾಂಟಿಫಿಕೇಟ್ ವಾಸ್ ಡನ್ ದ ಟ್ರಸ್ಟ್ ಕಂಟಿನ್ಯೂ ಟು ಎಸ್ಪೌಸ್ ದ ಕಾಸಸ್ ದಟ್ ವೆರ್ ಡಿಯರ್ ಟು ದ ಸೇಜ್ ಆಫ್ ಕಾಂಚಿ ದ ಟ್ರಸ್ಟ್ ರೀಕ್ರಿಸೆಂಟ್ ಇಟ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಬೈ ಶಾರ್ಟ್ ನೇಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಶ್ರೀ ಕಾಂಚಿ ಮಹಾಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಟ್ರಸ್ಟ್ ವಿತ್ ದಿ ಅವೌಡ್ ಆಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟಿವ್ ಆಫ್ ಸ್ಪ್ರೆಡಿಂಗ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪಿನೆಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಪೀಸ್ ದಟ್ ದ ಸೇಜ್ ಹೆಡ್ ಕನ್ವೇಡ್ ಆಲ್ ಥ್ರೂ ಈ ಸೆಂಚುರಿ ಲಾಂಗ್ ಸುಜಾನ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಯೂನಿವರ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಮೋರ್ ಇಂಪಾರ್ಟೆಂಟ್ಲಿ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಉಪದೇಶಸ್ ಆನ್ ದ ಮೆಸೇಜಸ್ ಆಫ್ ವೇದಸ್ ದ ಇತಿಹಾಸ ದ ಪುರಾಣಾಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದ ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರಸ್ ದಟ್ ಆಲ್ ಥ್ರೂ ಈಸ್ ಲೈಫ್ ಟೈಮ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾಡ್ ಗಿವನ್ ಟು ಹ್ಯುಮ್ಯಾನಿಟಿ ದ ಶ್ರೀ ಕಾಂಚಿ ಮಹಾಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಟ್ರಸ್ಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಡನ್ ಸಬ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾನ್ಷಿಯಲ್ ವರ್ಕ್ ಡ್ಯೂರಿಂಗ್ ದ ಲಾಸ್ಟ್ 5 years. ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ದಿ ಸೆಂಟಿನರಿ ಸೆಲೆಬ್ರೇಷನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದನ್ ಇಟ್ ಟು ಕಂಟ್ರೀಟ್ ಸೆಲ್ ದ ಟಾಸ್ಕ್ ಆಫ್ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಟಿಂಗ್ ಇನ್ ಟು ಆಲ್ ಅದರ್ ಲ್ಯಾಂಗ್ವೇಜಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಕಂಟ್ರಿ ದಟ್ ವಾಯ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಗಾಡ್ ದೈವತ್ತಿನ್ ಕುರಳ್ ವಿಚ್ ಆಸ್ ದ ಲೆಜೆಂಡರಿ ವರ್ಕ್ ವಿಚ್ ಆಸ್ ಡನ್ ಇನ್ ತಮಿಳ್ ಬೇಸ್ಡ್ ಆನ್ ದ ಡಿಸ್ಕೋರ್ಸಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಮಹಾಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಡ್ಯೂರಿಂಗ್ ಇಸ್ ಲೈಫ್ ಟೈಮ್ ದಿಸ್ ಭಗೀರಥ ಪ್ರಯತ್ನಂ ದಿಸ್ ಮಾನ್ಯುಮೆಂಟಲ್ ವರ್ಕ್ ವಾಸ್ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟೆಡ್ ಇನ್ ಇಂಗ್ಲಿಷ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದ 7 ವಾಲ್ಯೂಮ್ಸ್ ವೇರ್ ಕಂಪ್ಲೀಟೆಡ್ ಆಸ್ ವಾಯ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಗಾಡ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ವಾಯ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಗಾಡ್ ವಿ ಟ್ರಾವೆಲ್ಡ್ ಟು ಮರಾಠಿ ಸದ್ಗುರು ವಚನಾಮೃತ್ 7 ವಾಲ್ಯೂಮ್ಸ್ ವೇರ್ ಕಂಪ್ಲೀಟೆಡ್ ಇನ್ ಮರಾಠಿ ದೆನ್ ವಿ ಕೇಮ್ ಟು ಕನ್ನಡ ಅಂಡ್ ದೇವವಾಣಿ 7 ವಾಲ್ಯೂಮ್ಸ್ ವೇರ್ ಕಂಪ್ಲೀಟೆಡ್ ಪರಮವಾಣಿ 6 ವಾಲ್ಯೂಮ್ಸ್ ವೇರ್ ಕಂಪ್ಲೀಟೆಡ್ ದ 7th ಇಸ್ ಇನ್ ಪ್ರಾಸೆಸ್ ದಟ್ಸ್ ಪ್ರಾಕ್ಟಿಕಲಿ ಕಂಪ್ಲೀಟೆಡ್ ದ ವರ್ಕ್ ಇನ್ ರಿಲೇಷನ್ ಟು ದಿ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಷನ್ ಇನ್ ಬೆಂಗಾಲಿ ಅಂಡ್ ಅಸಾಮೀಸ್ ಆರ್ ಇನ್ ಡಿಫರೆಂಟ್ ಸ್ಟೇಜಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಕಂಪ್ಲೀಷನ್ ಟು ಮೇಕ್ ಇಟ್ ಈಸಿಯರ್ ಫಾರ್ ದಿ ಕಾಮನ್ ರೀಡರ್ ಆಲ್ ದಟ್ ದ ಸೇಜ್ ಸೆಡ್ ಇನ್ ಬ್ರೀಫ್ ವೇರ್ ಬ್ರಾಟ್ ಔಟ್ ಅಸ್ ಜೆಮ್ಸ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಚರ್ಯ ಇನ್ ಆಲ್ ದ ಲ್ಯಾಂಗ್ವೇಜಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿಸ್ ಕಂಟ್ರಿ ಸೆವೆರಲ್ ಇನ್ಸ್ಟಿಟ್ಯೂಷನ್ಸ್ ವೇರ್ ಸಪೋರ್ಟೆಡ್ ಬೈ ದ ಶ್ರೀ ಕಾಂಚಿ ಮಹಾಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಟ್ರಸ್ಟ್ ಡ್ಯೂರಿಂಗ್ ದೀಸ್ ಇಯರ್ಸ್ ದೀಸ್ ಟ್ರಸ್ಟ್ ನೌ ಕ್ಯಾರಿ ವಿತ್ ದಮ್ ದ ನೇಮ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಸೇಜ್ ಆಫ್ ಕಾಂಚಿ ಅಂಡ್ ದೇರ್ ಫೋರ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ದಿ ಅಡಿಷನಲ್ ರೆಸ್ಪಾನ್ಸಿಬಿಲಿಟಿ ಆಫ್ ಎಸ್ಪೌಸಿಂಗ್ ದ ಕಾಸಸ್ ದಟ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಟುಡೇ ಡೂಯಿಂಗ್ ವಿತ್ ಗ್ರೇಟರ್ ಡಿಗ್ರಿ ಆಫ್ ಸಿನ್ಸಿಯರಿಟಿ ಅಂಡ್ ಡಿವೋಷನ್ ಬಿ ಇಟ್ ದ ಶ್ರೀ ಚಂದ್ರಶೇಖರೇಂದ್ರ ನೇತ್ರ ನಿಲಯಂ ಆಫ್ ಶಂಕರ ನೇತ್ರಾಲಯ ಆರ್ ದಿ ಕಾಂಚಿ ಮಹಾಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಆಡಿಟೋರಿಯಂ ಅಟ್ ವಾಣಿ ಮಹಲ್ ಆರ್ ದಿ ಕಾಂಚಿ ಮಹಾಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಆಲ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಅನಂತ ಪದ್ಮನಾಭಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಟೆಂಪಲ್ ಅಟ್ ಅಡಯಾರ್ ಆರ್ ದ ಒನ್ಸ್ ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಟೇಕಿಂಗ್ ಶೇಪ್ ದಿ ರಚಿಕರಂಜನಿ ಸಭಾ ಅಟ್ ಮಾಂಬಲಂ ದೀಸ್ ಆರ್ ಶೈನಿಂಗ್ ಎಕ್ಸಾಂಪಲ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಕಾಂಟ್ರಿಬ್ಯೂಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿಸ್ ಟ್ರಸ್ಟ್ ಟು ಫರ್ದರ್ ದಿ ಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಸೇಜ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದ ಲೈಫ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಸೇಜ್ ರಿಪೀಟೆಡ್ ಫಾರ್ ಅಸ್ ಹೂ ನೆವರ್ ಹ್ಯಾಡ್ ದಿ ಫಾರ್ಚೂನ್ ಆಫ್ ಸೀಯಿಂಗ್ ಹಿಮ್ ಡ್ಯೂರಿಂಗ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಲೈಫ್ ಟೈಮ್ ಇನ್ ಅಡಿಷನ್ ಟು ದಿಸ್ ದ ಟ್ರಸ್ಟ್ ಥ್ರೂ ಇಟ್ ವೇದಶಾಸ್ತ್ರ ಪಂಡಿತ ರಕ್ಷಸಭಾ ಗಿವ್ಸ್ ಎ ಲೈಫ್ ಲಾಂಗ್ ಪೆನ್ಷನ್ 1,000 to 250 ವೇದಿಕ್ ಸ್ಕಾಲರ್ಸ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಆಲ್ ಓವರ್ ದ ಕಂಟ್ರಿ ಇನ್ ಅಡಿಷನ್ ಟು ದಿಸ್ ಸೆವೆರಲ್ ವೇದ ಪಾಠಶಾಲಾಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಓವರ್ ದ ಕಂಟ್ರಿ ಆರ್ ಪ್ರೊವೈಡೆಡ್ ಜನರಸ್ ಮಂತ್ಲಿ ಗ್ರಾಂಟ್ ಟು ಸಬ್ಸರ್ವ್ ದಿ ಕಾಸ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ವೇದಿಕ್ ಎಜುಕೇಷನ್ ಆಲ್ ದೀಸ್ ಓವರ್ ಅ ಪೀರಿಯಡ್ ಆಫ್ 5 years ವುಡ್ ನಾಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಬಿನ್ ಪಾಸಿಬಲ್ ಬಟ್ ಫಾರ್ ದ ಗ್ರೇಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಮಹಾಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಅಂಡ್ ದ ಗ್ರೇಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದ ಸಪೋರ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಸೇಜಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಕಾಂಚಿ ದ ಇನ್ಸ್ಟಿಟ್ಯೂಷನ್ ದಟ್ ಹಸ್ ಸ್ಪ್ರಂಗ್ ಅಪ್ ಟುಡೇ and has been consecrated to the holy hands of the Jagat Guru Shankaracharya, Pujishi Jayendra Saraswati Swamigal, is in a sense a fulfillment of the desire of the Mahaswami of Kanchi. During his days, the Swamiji used to lament on the state of education. He always used to wonder whether the state of education that is being imparted would ever be able to imbibe the religious and the traditional aspects of our religion onto the young minds. And he therefore had the conviction to believe and tell people that at an young age, transfer to the children the glory of this land, so that this may germinate and sprout at some point of time in their lifetime. The Swamiji used to compare this with a simple analogy. In fact, his Upadeshas are the most simplest anyone could have ever thought of. And he used to compare this to medicine. And he said, when a medicine is being administered, and when you try to administer the medicine is the same. When you try to administer it without following the contraindications or the BID dosages or the strength itself, that very same medicine becomes poison. And that exactly is the state of education. The content of education has remained the same right from the Vedic times to the medieval times to the current times. What is being taught is the same observed in the sage of Kanchi. But the delivery, the manner in which it is being imparted, has undergone such a change that this system of education has today become a poison, he said. And the sage used to recount a story that happened in this same town. In those days it was called as Chennapatnam. Those were one of the early visits of the sage to this city, the later half of 1950. In fact, he had his padayatra to a hilly region, and from that region he had descended onto the plains and had come on to Chennapatnam. As soon as he came to the borders of Chennapatnam, he was surrounded on either side by policemen who were supposed to guard him. As he walked through the streets of Chennapatnam, he was able to see that there are houses on either side of the road. He was able to see that the houses had doors, some of the houses had locks, and even in those days, there were some houses which had double doors, and therefore double locks. The sage wondered when he was walking along, that I have now come from an area which was an hilly area. The general assessment of people is, those tribals are primitive, they are not learned, they are illiterate or uneducated. But I have come down to this city. There were houses there. They were natural mud houses. There were no doors to those houses. There were no policemen in that area. There were no magisterial courts in that area. There were no schools and colleges in that area. I have come down to a place where all these things are existing. What is the difference between the people I have seen there and the people I have seen here? As he came to the Sanskrit college and began his inaugural Upadesha of that Vijayatra, he put this searching question to the audience and then answered it himself. And he said, I was thinking about it when I was walking. Then I realized that you all are educated and they are not educated. So this is what education has brought about. A sense of insecurity and a complete absence of vinayam or the modesty that was seen in those people who had naturally absorbed what came from nature as it is. And therefore there was a sense of happiness, a sense of well-being in them. This was the state of education, the Swamiji said. The true purpose of education, according to the sage of Sanchi, was to realize the existence of God. That there is a force which is beyond us. Call him by any name. But the moment we arrogate to ourselves that we are everything, that education has no value, said the sage. And the sage continued by saying that by education we mean truth. And truth can be of several forms. History is one truth. Mathematics is one truth. Geography is one truth, he said. The content of truth in mathematics is far more than in history or physics or any other field, because this is built on logic and the science of logic itself. And then the sage went on to add that we have places in geography called as Africa, Australia, Asia, America. We have by imagination also given names like plateaus, valleys, islands, etc. And then came the serious component of his Upadesha when he said, by a gradual process of elimination of all that is imaginary, we will ultimately come to that shunyam which is called as truth. And to think of him with devotion is the true fruit of education. And again, he compared this thought by taking the story of an onion. He said, start peeling the onion one by one by one by one, and ultimately you will see nothing. The moment you realize the shunyam over there, then the purpose of education has been realized, because from that infinity you will know that a person who is educated has finite advantages over people who are not educated. This, the sage said, is the glory of education that can come on to people. He was a great believer in the Gurukula system of education. He strongly advocated the Gurukula system of education during his living times. But he was one of the most practical saints that the 20th century had ever seen. In one of his addresses, the sage himself said that I am aware of the fact that the system is good, but today it is impossible for me to give an upadesha that you dismantle the existing system of education and go back to the Gurukula system of education. After having said that, he lamented and said, let it not be that posterity will be deprived of awareness of the fact that there was a system of education called as Gurukula, where the teacher and the taught stayed together, where the teacher experienced the taught and the taught experienced the teacher, and what flowed out was true education. And then he said something which would have pricked any of the Astikas who had come. He said, like antiques which are kept in a museum, let us have at least a few schools in this country which will promote the Gurukula system, so the succeeding generation of students and children will be aware as to what the system is, and then they will realize that there was strength in this system, that this system provided something conducive for education, and the learned learned more than what they would have learned from any other system. It is this thought of the sage that he said in the year 1959 that has manifested today when the Kanchi Mahaswami Vidyamandir is being inaugurated. It has taken more than half a century for us to realize the import of what he said. But certainly, the sage himself used to say that I am an Ichcha Shakti and my succeeding guru is my Kriya Shakti. My job is to desire and he will implement. His only job is implementing whatever I desire in life. And if at all I felt that there is something that my guru has not implemented, it is only this. In the scale in which we are attempting it today, that also has seen the light of the day today. In a sense, therefore, even that desire of the Mahaswami of Kanchi has been fulfilled today. This Kanchi Mahaswami Vidyamandir is essentially an experimentation, a very bold experimentation of blending modernity with tradition. The sage himself had said that you can neither give up the past, nor can we divert the present. We cannot dwell into future unless we carry along with us the baggage of the past and the experience of the present. And therefore, he always advocated a system which will harmonize the good things in both the present and the past. Out of all that he said, has emerged this system, which may meet the contemporary needs of today and may not be the Gurukula system in the traditional way we would have seen in the medieval ages or in the Vedic ages. But this is a large-scale Gurukula system where substantial amount of education is transferred from the teacher to the taught by a process of oral rendition and transfer. And in that sense, this possibly will be the largest Gurukula ever in this country. Not only that, the sage in his addresses has always spoken about Navasankirtana. Kalau Bhakti Reva Gariyasi. There is no other marga which is more effective than Namasankirtanam to reach Lord in this yuga. And Namasankirtana is in no different place than the Vedic times. The Bhagavan Vedavyasa synthesized and gave the Vedas to us several millennia before and transferred it through four of his shishyas. Of the 1,311 recensions that he gave, and that we have today only 12 recensions. And even these 12 are fossilized and archived, that there is a very genuine and serious threat that succeeding generations may not get the advantage of the Vedas themselves. It is equally true of Namasankirtana. And therefore we thought that in this institution, for the first time, a school for Namasankirtanam should be brought in. And since the sage had said that you have to interweave modernity with tradition, it was decided to bring in a CBSE school so that these children will not only study the Vedas or the Namasankirtanam, they will also go through the regular system of education. One of the greatest disadvantages that India has faced, despite the glory of its tradition and the hoary mass that it has and the culture that has come from Anadikalam, from times immemorial, it is because people who are proficient in these philosophies of Hinduism and the greatness of this land and its culture never knew to communicate in the language of understanding of the West. Therefore, all the greatness of this land remained within the borders of this country, and therefore people started believing that they have a religion which is far more superior than any other religion in the world. We therefore thought an experimentation where people not only learn the philosophies of this country, of this religion, the culture and the thought, and are also technically oriented, they have a level of communication which will reach people beyond the borders of this country, then this great culture of our land can travel beyond the borders. It is a very humble step that is being taken today, by which we believe that as the first students graduate out of this institution, we will not be providing just priests or teachers for Veda Patshalas. Men of conviction, men of character, men who will personify Indianness in its full extent, men who will travel beyond the borders of this country and carry beyond the shores of this country the greatness of this culture. And that, in a sense, is what is being unveiled today at the hands of His Holiness, and in a sense, is a fulfillment of what the sage has said during his living times. The sage had always felt an education that is not given in the true sense of the term is no education. What is being given today is fast food which is served from junk cafeterias, a food which remains undigested all through our life, one that does not ennoble us, one that does not give anything to us. Swami Vivekananda said several years before, when he said, education is not the amount of information that you thrust onto the central nervous system or the brain of the person, that it remains there undigested all through his lifetime and runs riot over there. Education, Swamiji said, is beyond information. If education is information, then all the libraries in this country and beyond this country will be the sages of this country, and all the encyclopedias will be the rishis of this country, the maharishis of this country. It is that education that will kindle a spirit of inquiry, foster keenness for research, and more than anything, ennoble life itself. Education, Swamiji said, is a tuning fork that elevates the reader to a higher and higher level of understanding and thinking, one that would create men and women of character and conviction, men who would live the true purpose of life. This, the Swamiji observed, was true education. Sa vidyaya vimuktaye, that education which liberates. Today, we have an education which imprisons us, which provides bondages to us. But the Shastras have said, it is that education that will liberate us from what? From fear, favor, and want. Vithinashanam is one of the principal components of education. Fear has to be drowned by the process of education, because ignorance will be dissolved when you are educated. This is the purpose of life. The greatest gift that anyone can give to humankind is the gift of education. Na chorahariyam, na rajahariyam, na bratubhajyam, na barakari, vayekrite vardata eva nityam, vidyadanam, sarvadanatpradanam. There is nothing more in life that can be gifted to posterity, nothing more can be given to our own brethren of our living times than education. The immortal poet Subramani Bharati once said, 10 million times more sacred than constructing 1,000 chowtries for poor feeding or 10,000 temples of worship is to teach 3 hours to an illiterate poor human being. That is the greatness of education that we are attempting to bring it over here. If you sow a seed of education, it creates an habit. From that habit will sow a conduct. From that conduct will come a character, and from that character will come destiny. If destiny, human destiny, is to be realized, it has to come from character, and that character can come only from education. In a sense, today is Kanakabhishekam to the Mahaswami of Kanchi. Many years before, on the 17th of May, 1954, the same year on the 22nd of March, 1954, Pujya Sri Jayendra Saraswati Swami was anointed as the 69th Acharya of the Kamakoti Peetham. 1954 is one of the great years in the history of Kamakoti Peetham. Several good things happened during that year, in addition to the pontificate for our Guru. It was the year the sage devotee celebrated his Shashti of the Purti. On the 17th of May, they celebrated his Shashti of the Purti. And in the address that he gave at the Shashti of the Purti, he was never interested in Shashti of the Purti. He said, if you can all show that level of enthusiasm that you showed for my Jayanti, for my Kanakabhishekam, or for my Peetarohanam, for Veda Samrakshanam, I think that would be very great. He went further and said, let it not be that Veda Samrakshanam is a full-time job for even the next generation, but let's make a beginning. If in each district, by a community effort of a few of the students at the age of tender age of 8 are inducted in, and over a 10-year period they are taught the Vedas and the Prayogam, I think that would be the Kanakabhishekam to me, that would be the Utsavam to me, said the sage of Kanchi. Today we are not looking in terms of 8 or 5 or 7, we are looking in terms of a minimum of 600 students who shall go through the formal system of Vedic education. Therefore, this is the samarpanam that we are doing to the sage on this auspicious day. As far as the school itself is concerned, the school will comprise of a minimum of 600 students in the Veda Bhakshala, Namasangeetra Bhakshala, with Namasangeetra Bhakshala having a maximum cap of 100 students. So a minimum of 500 students will study Vedas. In addition to studying Vedas and Namasangeetram, these children will go to a CBSE school. Since the CBSE school is secular education, therefore a minimum of 25% of the total enrollment shall be provided to people in this vicinity, regardless of caste, creed and community, to have formal education taught over here. It would be made compulsory for them to learn Sanskrit and also the culture of this land, which possibly most other CBSE schools might not give to them. But this institution shall promote Indianness in its full aspect. May the Jagan Mata Kamakoti Kamakshi shed her grace on all of us on this auspicious day. May the sage of Kanchi, wherever he sconces, accept this Kanagabhishekam that we are making to him. May the sage who is present over here, along with the Swamiji of Edmiramid, shed their grace on all of us, so that we can draw a leaf from the lives of nobility of sages like the Mahaswami of Kanchi and his worthy disciple, and make our own life sublime. Thank you and God bless you all.